Glad to see you made it. Are your hero boys asleep yet? Oh. That's perfect. So smart. Then they won't be wandering about looking for you, will they? We don't need them disturbing us. Yes, yes, come on in. Make yourself comfortable. You can hang your cloak over by the door. That way you don't forget it when you head back. That would be a shame. You really are asking a lot of me. I'm not sure how brief I can keep this encounter. I am compelled to keep you for as long as possible, as that's what I want. Time with you. Don't you worry your cute little head. Even if you end up falling asleep here, you'll wake up in your room tomorrow morning. I know where it is. Oh, I don't appreciate those kinds of accusations. I'm not some lowlife who'd touch you while you're unaware of me. I'd prefer if you were a good hero. Wide awake and aware when I do it. Trust me. I'd only do it if you let me. But that's exactly what this battle is about, isn't it? The whole point of these secret meetings is to persuade you to like me back. To give you time to see me. Get used to me outside of a battle. Then we can have some nice, intimate moments together. Well, you have given me reason to believe that I am slowly getting closer to that end goal. You're so clueless. Let's see. You accepted the flowers I gave you. Though you never told me which one was your favorite. You wore the cloak I gave you, the one that smelled like me. And, well, look around you. You willingly came to visit me here, all by yourself, where no one can see you, no one can save you. That's 3 for 3 in the win column. Oh, well then tell me, what is your excuse for being here, if it isn't simply to spend time with me? I'd love to know. Do tell. Waiting. You're blushing. I'm all ears whenever you're ready. Oh, cutie. Cat. Your tongue. Want me to give you a reason to talk? Okay. How about I give you one of these? I didn't get to pick you any flowers last time. I made sure to make up for that today. Oh, it's a lot, I know. But you're so adorable. And you never did tell me which ones were your favorite, so might as well bring you 15 bouquets worth, one of each. Flabbergasted. I know, I've outdone myself. Choose whichever ones you like. Of course, you can have more than one, baby. Oh, very little hesitation. Those really do suit you. Delicate, but strong. I'll remember that for next time. Of course, of course. You're so delusional if you believe I'll stop giving you gifts after this. I've only just started. Don't do things by halves. Wouldn't you like more gifts from me? Because they're wonderful. They're thoughtful. Do they make you feel warm inside. Don't they? Don't be shy. Oh, well then what makes you happy, hmm? Why are your eyes sparkling whenever I give you a little something to remember me by? Does it not matter what it is, so long as it's from me? Well, stop being cheeky, little brat. How about I tell you what makes me happy? Are you paying attention? Oh, I'm a simple girl. Having you right here in front of me. Hello. That's all I could ever ask for. Yes, it's an intense experience. I've never experienced the amount of joy I have standing in this room with you, just knowing that you made that choice to come to meet with me, even if it's only for a short while. It tells me that I'm succeeding in what I set out to do, to woo you, to win your heart. Oh, you try to hide it. But I can see that weakness growing within you, a weakness for me. You've made it very clear to me just how you feel. Your heart knows. Your brain, though, it has these quibbles about hero and villain. Yes. Silly pet. Knowing that we share the same weakness, oh, makes me very happy. I can prove it to you, if you want. I can prove it that we do, right now. Yes. Just know for that this battle has no need to fight back. Trust me, you don't need to fight. Everything in life isn't a battle. Everything in life isn't a struggle. No. Yes. No need to fight. You know what I want. If you don't want it, pull away. I'll give you time. You're not moving. I think it'll make you feel real. Just like I promised last time, before I noticed you were injured. You're still here. Seems you want to let me do what I planned from the very beginning. Just like that. Come closer. How about we take off this shirt? What's wrong? This is the entire point, isn't it? I told you I wanted us to be intimate with each other. I gave you time to pull back. Why else would you come to my room alone in the middle of the night, knowing full well how I feel about you? You know how much stronger I am than you. You know I could easily overpower you if I wanted to, and yet
You still came. You trusted me. Isn't that the point? So what was your plan then? Tell me. I want to understand. What were you expecting me to do with you here alone in an inn besides kiss you? No. Oh. I see. I may have only needed one little kiss last time, but after that first one, I'm going to need a whole lot more. You've got me hooked. Hook, line, and sinker. You knew I had fallen for you, and you know that at some point, a little kiss won't be enough. I'll want something else to satisfy me. You're flirting. You're playing a dangerous game with a villain in the dark. So why don't we just cut to the chase and get there all in one go? Give in to your carnal desires. There's really no point in delaying the inevitable. Had your chance to fight, but you came anyway. So that's over. I've already won. Oh, do you want to put up one last fight? Then I'll give you one. I'll make you change your mind very quickly. Don't struggle, just relax. You trust me, right? That's right. Just. You don't trust me. You're not okay with this. I read you so wrong. All right. Do you not want to do this at all, or am I simply moving too fast? Is it too much? Yes, I said I wouldn't force you, but you came here. You didn't back up. No worries. I've stopped. I really messed that up, didn't I? Of course. Everything I've been doing this whole time has been to get you to like me, to love me back. The more time I spend around you, the harder I fall, and this... My rushing it threw that out the window, didn't it? No. My goal was never to simply get you into bed. That would have been a nice cherry on top, but what I want is a real chance to be with you for a very long time, forever if possible. I told you I was going to be fully transparent, and that was not a lie. I really do have feelings for you. I fought them for as long as I could. You're a hero, I'm a villain. How is that supposed to work? So I fought them, but to no avail. I was so far gone already that first day we met in the woods. That's why I wanted you to be the one who chooses how fast or how slow this goes. I have the gas pedal and you have the brakes. Although, if you would like to take charge of the gas, we could go faster. I know, trying to lighten the mood. So where are we now? Have I blown my chances, or are we starting from the beginning? Can we continue from here? I said you get a choice at the pace. Not whether or not I keep trying, whether I pursue. You can run, of course. Even though I like you, there's a reason we're not on the same side in the first place. I have my own definition of what's fair?
Well, for starters, I think it's fair for me to request to know what things are like between us right now. Where do we stand?
Be honest with me. Be honest about what you want.
Well, otherwise, I won't know what to prepare for you.
A little bit louder. What was that?
Oh, is that so? And what would you like for me to do to make it better?
Oh.
Is that all you need? All right. I'm more than happy to give it to you.
Yes. That makes me feel better as well. Such a cheeky hero. So cheeky.
The plan was to have you stay here the night, but it's probably best if you take your cloak and head back to your own room. No, I'm not worried about those heroes waking up and wondering where you are. I trust you'd be able to get back into bed just fine. I think you're smarter than you let them believe. And that's not a concern. But I'll still be here for the rest of the night. Leaving first thing in the morning. Can't have any of my own allies asking suspect questions, you understand. I mean, if you really want to come back and visit me, be my guest. But you decide at your own pace, all right? I don't want to misread it again.
Good.
Remember, all's fair in love and war. Take care, but be careful on your way back. Oh, I don't know. You may trip or bump into something. It's rather dark out there, even with the lighting. I don't want you getting any more injuries. Yes, they would be accidental, and they won't be from your enemies.
Oh, well, I've made sure of that, actually.
I'll be seeing you soon. Even if you don't come back tonight to visit. I guarantee it. I imagine we'll be seeing each other even more often as you and your two little hero friends get closer to your goal. I can tell you right now that we won't be leaving you alone.
Oh, no. We've come too far for that.
As for more personal time, I'll make time for you, like I always do. Maybe time for another kind of battle now that we've gotten past this kissing one. Well, I have plans for it. Just don't get me monologuing. This time I need to make sure I'm prepared for multiple eventualities.
Nothing you need to worry your pretty little head about yet.
That time will come later, and I will trust you to play your part. You'll know soon enough. Go on, back to your bed.